Hey, good morning, good evening, good people. It's Naomi's Light. I'm so excited again for another episode here of Talking Shiz. I have my dog Blue here with me right now. He wants to talk shiz. You want to talk? You want to talk some shiz? Okay, so today's topic, we're talking Reiki. We're trying to figure out what it is that people are scared of with Reiki. So let me just give you a little background. Reiki is, okay, and I'm even saying it wrong. Let's say it that way. Everybody wants to say Reiki because it's westernized. But if you say it the real way, it's Reiki, okay? Because it's from Japan. It's a Japanese healing modality. So it's called Reiki. And what it is just the healing or the energy that we have around us, in us, that we use to heal us. What I do is I'm a facilitator of the energy. I'm used as God's vessel, okay? And I really truly believe that God has given me the healing power to help people in their time of need, okay? I've healed myself from many ailments. Okay, many things that people are suffering with for years, I haven't had any problems with. So I know that this is something that can be used by anybody, just as long as they are willing to receive the healing, they can have the healing. And like I said earlier in one of my earlier podcasts, that I grew up Christian. I grew up Pentecostal. So I truly do believe that Jesus walked the face of the earth. Okay? But the difference is that I don't believe that he was sent here to save us the way we're taught. I don't think that we are supposed to just believe in him, on him for all. I believe that he is in us and we have it in us. Just as able as he was to do those things that he did, those miracles that he performed, guess what? We're supposed to be able to perform those same miracles, but better. More power, more healing, more knowledge. We're supposed to be able to have all of that. But guess what? Because we have been taught a language that wasn't our own, because we have been given names that wasn't our own, because we were given substances that weren't for us, because we're still dealing with this fluoride that calcifies the pineal gland, and therefore we don't have a connection or a grand connection where we were able to be telepathic, where we were able to astral project, where we were able to do all of these things. We didn't need cell phones. We didn't need computers. We didn't need regular phones at that time. We didn't need recording devices. We had all of that in us. We still have all of that in us. And what I believe is we can always have it. We can use it. We can utilize it. That's what we go into the spirituality part of it. Yes, people don't believe in the crystals. You don't have to. But that is a part of it. You don't have to believe in the incense. Well, what the hell do you think frankincense and myrrh was? You know what I'm saying? So all of these things that y'all say that y'all don't believe in as a Christian, really you do. You just don't see it. Okay? All of these so-called holidays, y'all want to yell about them being pagan holidays. Well, guess what? Y'all just took over pagan holidays. Why you got a tree in your house? Do you really know? Okay? What is really Yule log really about? Do you really know? You see what I'm saying? So all of these things, yes, we're going to go into it. And that's what talking shiz is about. We're going to get into all of that kind of stuff. And if y'all have any qualms with what I'm saying, please feel free to post it. Just don't be disrespectful. I don't go for that disrespectful thing. I told y'all from the jump, this is talking shiz. Y'all don't like what I say? Voice your opinion. But come classy or else you will get told about yourself. Because I won't hold my mouth if you don't hold yours. It's simple. And I'm sorry I'm coming hard again. I always seem to come hard with it because you know why? I'm not sorry. I'm not going to apologize for being me and doing my job. My job is not to sit here and sugarcoat it for you. My job is to jar you into motion. Okay? If I'm not making you wiggle in your chair from the things that I'm saying, then I'm not doing my job correctly. Whether you're being happy about the things that I'm saying or whether you're upset about the things that I'm saying, you're going to be on one side of that coin. And I'm okay with whatever side of the coin you decide to be on. But remember, however you come, you'll get served the same way. So, getting back to my subject, Reiki. I know I got off, but remember, I always remember how to get back. So, like I said, Reiki is that healing modality that Jesus has. Okay? When that woman touched his hem of his garment and was healed, okay, he felt that jolt of energy leaving his body like, oh, whoa, where did my energy go? Okay? This is what's happening. That energy is used to heal you. Reiki knows where to go. Just as long as I'm placing my hands wherever I need to place them, okay? I could place them on your forehead and Reiki will go all the way down to your toes. It is delivered to where it needs to go. Right then, right there. And okay, I use Reiki in so many ways. Okay, I see Reiki in color. So when I'm talking to you and we're going through your chakras and I'm seeing all of these colors, what's happened is it looks like I have an hourglass that's filled with water. Okay? And the water becomes colored. The color comes in through the top and it kind of stirs in, you know, in the water. And then as it's filtering out the bottom, the color filters out and it becomes clear again. And then the next color filters in and colors out and does the same thing. Okay, so when I start at the root chakra, it's starting in red and it filters out and it comes in orange when it's done. Because we're going into the next chakra, which will be your sacral chakra. Okay, and then from your sacral chakra, it'll filter out and it'll turn yellow because that's your solar plexus coming into play. And then when that filters out, it'll turn green. But see, with green is your heart chakra, but also pink comes into play. Okay, pink is going to be your self-love and green is going to be your healing. When they come in together, that is a romantic thing for me. Okay, so when all of that goes out, then we go into blue. Blue is your throat chakra. That is your communication. If you ain't using it right, it's going to come in a color that's going to be nasty, murky, and you know, we're going to have to figure it out. Then you have your purple, which is your third eye. Which is your sight, which is your vision, your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations. All that stuff is right there. And then you have your crown, which is white or a clear color or a lighter shade of, you know, color. And that's going to be your connection to your higher power. Of course, there are a lot of chakras in between here and the heavens, but we won't worry about those. We're going to stay in our seven main chakras. Okay, I do like using the soul star chakra, which is the next one up. And then I also like using the earth star chakra, which is the next one down from the root. But we'll talk about that in another part. But right now with Reiki, I can look into your chakras and I can align them. Okay, I can look into your body and I can find ailments. Now, does it let me know exactly all the time? No. Remember, just because I have master behind it does not mean that I'm still not learning my craft. And I'm not afraid to say that because I know I'm good at what I do because God gives me the strength to do it. But he also gives me the capacity to keep learning. He gives everybody the capacity to keep learning. Okay? I'm still here. I just had to take a moment to take a sip of water. Okay, so I've been on here now for 10 minutes trying to explain to you how Reiki works. But seriously, Reiki can help you alleviate so many things, okay? It can help you alleviate the pain that you feel. It can help you alleviate the stress, the anger, the anxiety, anything that you seem to be walking into right now. Reiki can help. Reiki can help with pregnancies. Reiki can help with death. Reiki can help with babies. They can help with children. It can help with nightmares. It can help with night terrors. It can help with ADHD. When I tell you there is nothing that Reiki can't help you with, because remember, it's healing. Anything that you need healed, Reiki can do it. And now, no, it's not a magic bullet. It's not a magic pill. It's not going to do it in one session. It's not going to do it in one time of you getting Reiki. I don't care how many people tell you that they are the best thing since sliced bread. Okay, you cannot heal anything in one setting. Now, you can put a big dent into it. I know people that walked away from me skipping and hopping, and I'm just like, ooh, I'm happy about that one. Thank you. You understand? But I'm not promising you nothing. I'm promising, well, you know what? I take that back. I'm promising you healing as long as you do your work on your part. Because I know I'm doing the work on my part and God's doing the work on his part. So, again, Reiki is just energy that's around you. Everything has energy, even your plants. Of course, you know, your pets. Reiki can be performed on anything. You have a flat battery, guess what? You can go ahead and charge that battery to get you wherever you need to go. You need a quick jump start, you can use Reiki. Do you believe in anything? Mustard seed faith. And I know I had some batteries that I needed to have some light. And I had a little itty bitty push light that had two AA batteries in it, okay? And them batteries was dead. I took them batteries out of the flashlight and held them in my hand and just yelled out the symbols and yelled them out and the names of the symbols. And I was just like, look, you knew what I needed for. You know why I need this. I'm telling you, that thing lasted for 5 minutes. As long as I needed to hook up that stove that I had, okay? It was a gas burning stove, and I had to hook up that propane. So I had it for what I needed it for, and then when I was done, it was done. But needless to say, I had enough juice to charge them batteries just for that moment, okay? There are so many things that I want to tell you about Reiki, and we'll go into more and into further, but I just wanted to get that out there and understood that Reiki has no religion attached to it. Reiki is for everyone. It is just spiritual healing. It is healing on a spiritual level. That is all. If you believe in God, then you believe in the healing that God can send. If you believe in these doctors with their pharmaceuticals, then you can believe in a holistic practitioner with her herbs and her fruits and her vegetables to help bring better health to you and your family. So again, I'm Naomi's Light, Reiki Master, Herbalist, Baker, Mother of Five, Wife Once Removed. I'm here to help you, teach you how to heal yourself from the inside out. And Reiki is one of the ways in which I do this. I love y'all so much. Thank you again for coming and sitting and having this chat with me. Please remember to drink water. Water is your life force. You gotta have it. 3 days without it and you're not here with us anymore. It's a vital thing for your life. Please remember to drink water. Remember to rest up. You need as much rest as your body needs. Your body will tell you when it needs rest. So please do it before it does that. Because when it has you flat on your back and you can't do nothing but lay there. I hope you're listening to my iPod. I'm Naomi's Light. I love y'all. And I am out.